What is good? King spins everything in between. Welcome back to another episode of the Peasant Party of Podcasts. I am your host, Charlotte Warren, and I have one of my favorite. Justine's back. Justine, reintroduce yourself.
Hi, I am Justine. On social media, JustFitJustine. I am a health and fitness coach, but then I also do a little bit of dating, divorce, sex, relationship podcasting myself. And actually, I just hit 2 years in Austin today.
Nice. Congratulations. Yeah. And I also saw a new episode popped in on my I follow your podcast, of course. And I saw a new episode pop in.
Yeah, I did take a couple months off because like work was really crazy. But I'm like, all right, we're back at it. So
nice.
Yeah.
What's your new episode about?
Honestly, kind of just like getting my groove back. Mm-hmm. I turned 35 in October. And it was probably the hardest birthday I've had.
Interesting.
And like, I don't know, like not even necessarily about getting old, but like kind of is life where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of talked about that and some like journaling topics. And then I did some like life updates around how dating's been and stuff like that. And different things I'm trying to focus on to make me not feel like 35 is a big deal. And like also deciding some areas of life I just want to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did 35 feel different?
Yeah, I've never worried about an age before, but like 35 felt weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Yeah.
I feel like that's the age where people like look to you for help versus like you're like a real adult. I don't know. You're a real adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm the oldest in my family and my sister, mm-hmm. I think this didn't help, but my sister is like pregnant with her second baby, just bought her second house. Like definitely we've always been different and like on very different life trajectories. But it was like one of those times where I was like, I kind of started comparing myself a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Comparison's the thief of joy.
Yeah.
Ugh, like I have like such a habit of doing that too. What else is new?
Okay, funny. I actually talked about this in my podcast episode, but I have been struggling with this question because mm-hmm. I feel like there's not really anything that new. Like everything's kind of the same. But I was just thinking back. My word for this year was actually stability.
Okay.
And if you guys have like listened to some of my other episodes, I've been on here like 2.5 years ago. I got divorced. I moved across the country like multiple times. Things were super crazy for a while, and so it's almost been a little uncomfortable to like sit mm-hmm. with like. Sit with stability of mm-hmm. like nothing's new, but that's okay, and like being okay with that. So yeah, just kind of like learning how to live when my life isn't chaos has actually been a little bit different.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I've like learned to love stability. Like I used to, I am just a chaotic person by nature, so it's just nice to have like, I don't know, stability in the background. Like I don't know, but
yeah, I mean, yeah. I kind of took a break. Like, I kind of just stepped back from, like, travel this year. I was like, okay, I'm, like, really going to make Austin a little bit more home and mm-hmm. just try to be a little bit more on my own and different things like that. And so it's also been an adjustment sitting with that, yeah.
Interesting. Nice. Yeah. Are you still doing improv?
No, I haven't done improv. I did, after improv, I ended up doing sketch comedy writing.
How is it?
That one was, like, really interesting because I love to talk and like be on the stage, and mm-hmm. we just did the writing. I really was hoping that we would do like actually write like a mm-hmm. class at the end of it, and I wish we had done that, but yeah, it was just very just another class to like randomly try out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Do you do it through Austin Improv or?
I do it through Fallout.
Okay. Theater. Interesting.
Yeah, which is a improv/comedy theater mm-hmm. Downtown.
Nice. Like, yeah. I've been like trying to like get more into acting, and there's like a whole bunch of like Austin Actors Studio and stuff like that starts in January. So I'm like, oh, I wonder if you've done it through some of these like things I've been looking into.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything on your list of like things you want to do in 2025?
Oh my gosh. I've started brainstorming on this and already started thinking about like, my big thing right now is my lease is up in September mm-hmm. and I'm kind of deciding if I'm going to stay in Austin or not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
I know. I don't know.
I also think like it's if there's room to try another city, like why not?
Yeah. It's hard because I have a lot of like good friends and community mm-hmm. here, but like I work for myself. I was here because my sister, my niece and everyone were here, but they moved back to Ohio and like mm-hmm. I don't want to move back to Ohio, but I'm like, well, if there's nothing specific keeping me here, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll move somewhere.
Anything on the list of cities that you're like curious about?
I've done Chicago, New York, Miami, mm-hmm. and so I kind of feel like the next move would be somewhere in California.
I think you'd like it. I think it's also just, it's easy to do like a 2 month, like a long-term Airbnb or something like that. And like, just see where the world takes you.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, that could also like just be the option, is like next 2025, just like doing more, like staying in Austin and just getting more like travel and stuff. Cause I stepped back from that for a little bit. So I think that's kind of like one of the things I'm rethinking.
Yeah.
Well, and then cool. I've stepped back. I don't know if you even know this, but I used to work in the design industry.
Yeah.
So I've stepped back a lot into that in terms of just doing a lot more freelance. I do like freelance footwear design and then freelancing for some other like social media people in terms of like their graphics and stuff.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. What's 2025 going to be the year for in one word?
Oh gosh. I feel like maybe after stability, maybe I got to go back to adventure.
Adventure. Yeah. But I think adventure's good.
Yeah.
That's like, it's wholesome. It's like about seeing the world. I like it.
Yeah.
The year of adventure.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Do you want to help me answer some listener questions?
Yes.
I guess I think the 35-year-old woman is a good person to ask. Someone in like who is 35. For someone that's a woman in their 30s, what is a good dating age range? So you're a single woman, like early 30s. What, like, you go on Hinge. What has been your age range that you've like put down? What do you think is like reasonable? Is there an age that feels too high? Anything like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I think my age range right now, it's pretty big. I think it's 28 to 42. Mm-hmm. And I would say like with those being pretty big outliers in terms of I'm very, very rarely matching with a 28-year-old or a 42-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'm just like, should I just make it a little bigger? So like,
I don't know.
What if there is something out there? But I have definitely dated like mostly people that have been younger and it has not been working out. But then at the same time, I think when you get older, there's so many things that come into play in terms of like, do they have kids? If they don't have kids and they've just been a bachelor forever, why are they like that? And then also, I think I might get hate for saying this, but I think there's like, you have to be attracted to the person.
Yeah.
And like at 35, there are a lot less men in their 40s that I'm like currently attracted to physically.
Yeah. Well, I feel like just what happens is like if you make health decision, like those start to catch up to you in your late 30s. Like a smoke, you look like a smoker if you are, when you're 22, the smokers and non-smokers look alike, not when you're 38, 39, 40.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, it's crazy because there's some like 38-year-olds that look like really young. There's some 38-year-olds that look like 50. So it's like, there's such disparity. But I also think like when it comes to like the age gap thing, like there's a reason the half your age plus 7 rule exists because it's like the older you get, the bigger age you get, the like a bigger age gap isn't as big of a deal anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Which, not to put my dad on blast, but I guess I haven't done, it kind of like moves up as you go through. But like when my dad married my stepmom, they did not pass that test.
Yeah.
She's only 9 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do think it's kind of weird because my dad has 9 and 11-year-old kids, but like he's at the age that he should be, he's like 63, he should be a grandpa. And like I feel like he now kind of acts more like a grandpa than a dad to them. So it's like, it's very interesting to see that too. I'm like, this is, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's definitely an issue, I still think. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
How did they meet?
So my dad used to be like the manager of one of the Reds minor leagues teams.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My dad played baseball.
Nice.
He played for the Reds. And so he was just like involved in that. And then her company had like seats and stuff. And so they just met at like a Reds event.
See, like, I feel like that's, if you meet like in a normal, natural way, that's like organic and stuff. And I feel like that happens more when you're like a little bit older and stuff. Like that makes sense. Like when I meet people that have like an age gap and it's like, we met through like a work conference or something, like our trade show booths were next to each other. It's like, that's normal. Or like, we go to the same gym. Cool. But the second it's like, oh, you know, she was the nanny and I left my wife for her. And like, that's where it's like, when there's power imbalances, like that's where it gets weird. But I feel like that's like totally normal.
Yeah. I mean, when they met, I was 20 and she was 29. And I literally used her ID once because I lost my fake ID.
I love it. But you got a good relationship with your stepmom.
Yeah.
Do you call your stepmom?
What?
Do you call her your stepmom? Or is it too close? Is she too close in age?
I think it's just easier to, like, if I'm talking to someone about her. Like, I call her Nicole, but if I'm talking to someone, I just say my stepmom. Yeah.
Nice. Well, our listener got like a question people going home for Thanksgiving and getting intrusive questions from their family members. So the listener says, is a 15-year age gap ideal for straight women in their early 30s? I, 31 female, went home for Thanksgiving and of course received a billion intrusive questions about my dating life and single status from all my aunts and older cousins. A lot of unsolicited advice and opinions. At one point, my aunt asked about typical age range of men I date, insisting that my choice to date men closer in age to me was the problem and likely the reason I'm still single. She suggested that the ideal age range should be between 45 to 50, plus or minus 5 years on either side if I wanted to have more options. Her reasoning is that 30 is the new 20 and that men my age would be chasing women in their early 20s, and that I'd seem far more youthful to older men, and also suggested that I'd like that they're more established. She also added that 50 isn't as old as it once seemed. I'm not opposed to dating older men by any means. I just hadn't really thought too hard about it, nor had the opportunity presented itself. What I'm wondering, though, is if my aunt is right. Is the 45 plus crowd the move?
I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know like where the statistics are like exactly come from, but there is like a lot of research that something between like 0 to 4 years is actually the best age gap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also think it's crazy to say, oh, like men are going to want someone younger and more youthful, because for me, it's like, well, why do I want to be, if that's what a man wants, if there's a man who's 35 and he's like, oh, like I want to date 22-year-olds, like that's not someone I want to be with, like on a maturity level. If you're finding a 22-year-old more attractive to you, like I think we also get to decide, is that the kind of person I want to pick?
Or just like if you're, you know, if you're the young one to like the 55-year-old guy, like, oh, she's 30. It's like that would make me feel kind of icky. Like, cool. Like I thought we were, you know, you liked my brain and like stuff I had to say. I don't know, but
no, on Halloween I actually had a guy come up to me, and I had taken a group picture for his friends after, and then he came up to me like an hour later and he was like, hey, can I get your number? And I literally looked at him and I was just like, how old are you?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm 21. And I said, I'm 35. Like, mm-hmm. No. And he was like, so can I still get your number? And I was like, that's really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, that's so creepy from my side. And he's a guy, so he was like, I think it's hot. And I was just like, no, like, leave me alone. Like,
the young ones are bold.
Yeah, but
they really are.
That to the point would almost be 15 years. And I'm like, dating a 21-year-old, that's crazy.
Yeah. No, I think like the aunt, like I'd be curious to know if the aunt is just doing some like selection bias or something. Like, I'd be curious if that was the aunt's story. And she's just like, you got to go for the 15 years older thing. I do think like if you haven't, you know, tried, or if your like age limit has always been, you know, 30, like you're 30 and it's always been 35 and you've never like explored, like why not, like just, you know, why not try something different and maybe you could find attraction there. And I also think like, I think there's something to be said for like, you know, 50 isn't as old as it once was. Mm-hmm. Like if you watch like the Golden Bachelorette now and you're like, these women are gorgeous. Like when you used to think of women that age, you think of like the Golden Girls. I think the same could be said for men. Like, I don't know. And there's just this stuff about like beekeeping age. Like, I think there is like a good solid type of guy that's like, you know, maybe a little bit older, maybe a little bit more established. Whereas, I don't know, I feel like sometimes the guys that are like just turning 30 and stuff like that, like they're getting a little more established in their career, but like they're finally comfortable. Maybe they want to date around a bit versus, you know, if you're in a position where you're looking for a serious relationship, maybe going for a guy exactly your age, they might, you know, kind of be wanting to spend some because they maybe feel like they can. You know, why not go for slightly older and just see how you like it?
I also think that's something too of, we're like always thinking about if I were to meet this person in person versus on the apps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't really see myself choosing to go meet up with someone that I don't know that is 50 years old from an app.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, if I met someone in person, I think you get a vibe and that would be different. But also, then for me, it's almost hard to think, like, I don't know that I do anything where I'm meeting a 50-year-old out. So then that makes me start to think, like, okay, well, what would our social lives look like together? Or, you know, would you even want to go do the things I want to do? And obviously, I'm not saying there's not anyone out there like that. But I also think it's very different to go meet a stranger online, mm-hmm. that's 50, versus you meet someone in person and maybe you don't realize their age and yeah. you guys click and you have chemistry too.
Yeah, like, is this somebody you would naturally meet while out? Like, I also think too, just like, it's kind of weird for an older guy to be like, I've got to go find the 22-year-olds. Like, it would also be weird for you to be like, I'm going to go find the 45 to 50-year-olds or something yeah. like that. Like, don't like judge people based on their age in any direction.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot, like, upping the age limit on a dating app doesn't mean you're like committing to that. If you like do that and you're like, oh, I don't really like what I'm seeing, like, not really my vibe.
I actually did, when I turned 35, I upped it, I think, to 45. And mm-hmm. I was like, there's no point in this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then even with that, it kind of feels, again, for me, even as like a 35-year-old, sometimes when like a 45-year-old matches with me, I was like, this feels kind of weird. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. And then again, going back to, then you have to really decide of, are you open to being a stepmom mm-hmm. or do you want kids? Because all of that really comes into play as a woman too, when we yeah. start to get, like, I went on a date with a 31-year-old and he was asking me about kids. And I said, well, honestly, like, I have to be upfront to the point that mm-hmm. that might not be an option for me. You know, I'm already a geriatric pregnancy. And like, yeah, women are having kids in their 40s. But like, I've never checked my fertility. So I could go in and be 38 and they're like, you can't have kids. Like, mm-hmm. that's just someone that dates me has to realize that's an option, possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, I don't know, people never consider also like the social calendar that comes with it, because people are always like, men can have kids forever. It's like, I think it's kind of mean to be like, do you want to be an old dad or something like that? But there is something to be said for, like, you know, having less time with your kids or like not being able to do some of the dad things. I don't know.
I mean, to the point, my dad's older, you know, so my dad's like 63. I have 9 and 11-year-old siblings. And I think about all the time how, like, what are the chances that my dad's still here to like walk my little sister down the aisle, you know, mm-hmm. by the time, like, they could very well like be a not possibility. And that is really super sad to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like just age stuff is, it's just so interesting. And people always like focus on certain parts of it. And there's so many, like, I don't know, little intricacies. I do think, like, there's a nice, like, I think a sweet spot of, like, maybe I just have like a soft spot for like men in that age range. Like, I had a manager who like met his now, I think, fiance, who was like probably my age. Like, I think he was like mid late 40s. Like, she was 30 or something. Like, she was doing like a trade show booth kind of thing, mm-hmm. like that. And like, I swear, like, she just like lit a match in him, and like, he just seemed so much younger and like happier. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what he was like with his like ex-wife or something like that, but it kind of reminded me of like Modern Family with like Gloria. And
yeah,
like, I think there's something that could be kind of fun with that dynamic if you find the right person. But I don't think it's like, this is the end all be all. Like, this is why you're single, because you're not going for men in this demo.
No. And I think also men at any age, you get such a different vibe on people who just have some self-awareness and what mm-hmm. they want. Because literally this summer, I like was supposed to go on a date with a 38-year-old. And then on 4th of July, our friends were like, hey, I almost said his name. They're like, hey, so-and-so is going to be on the boat with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be okay with that? And I was like, girlfriend? I was like, if you saw these text messages I have, like, what do you mean? And then I go on the boat and I'm like getting the scoop, and they have lived together for 2 years. And I'm like, okay, you have not grown up at all. Like, you're being shady. Versus one of the people that I was like kind of going on some dates with over the summer, he was 27, and I did not know he was 27, you know, to start. But like, having conversations with him, like, he was in therapy. Like, he mm-hmm. actually had like some self-awareness around it. And like, yeah, it didn't work out. But I was like, you actually are not speaking to me the way mm-hmm. like you're speaking to me more like self-reflective than like mm-hmm. some other, you know. So I think it's so much about the person too, and not just age makes it men more mature.
Yeah.
Or women, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I mean, age is just a number, but also jail is not just a room. So nobody date any minors. I'm looking at the camera. What would be like your max age? Like, what age would be too scary to like date that would your absolute limit? Like, obviously, like, if you met the right person, but like off the top of your head, not necessarily what you put in a dating app, but what number is like,
I think it would have to be a very in shape, good looking 50-year-old man. And even that feels kind of scary. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, because my thing was always like, Buddy and I are 7 years, 8 years apart, which is like, it feels good. Like, people are always like, Buddy's like, he looks good for his age. And like, it's like, that's what happens when you like teach school, you're around teenagers that like look hip and stuff like that. But I always said, like, the second there would be over, like, someone that was over 17 years older than me would be closer in age to my dad than to me. So I think that was always like a thing that I would say. I'm like, I couldn't do anything over 17 years older than me.
Actually, my mom was only 17 when she had me.
Really?
So that, yeah. Nice. So that would be that would be really weird. I'd be like dating someone that's closer in age to my mom. Yeah, that would be weird. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like 45 even, like, yeah.
Maybe I just like woodworking types. I like guys who likes little old ships and stuff like that. How is sometimes defined on a dating app? Coming to you ladies, you get Justine today. Annabelle's not here. She's still a lady. As I know, you're the dating semantics experts. Thank you. I'm using all the big dating apps, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, which include fields for users to report how frequently they use various vices, drinking, smoking, marijuana, other drugs, which appear on users' profile for potential matches to review. As far as users' answers go, it's all pick list options. While they use slightly different phrasing for each of these, the choices for all vices tend to be limited to yes or frequently, sometimes, or no, never. Nothing in between, no free response field to explain. I'm a big do everything in moderation guy, and I'd say a sometimes answer is technically correct for any vice. But I feel like the app's definition or general user consensus might differ from this. Some observations. Most people I match with and date list themselves as social or sometimes drinkers, despite insisting on drinks or alcohol-centric dates and independently doing regular happy hours or drinking and going out 2 nights in a row on weekends. No judgment at all, just confused on the line between sometimes or socially and frequently. Another one. I go to 2 music festivals a year where I take mushrooms, so I listed drugs as sometimes. The response to this is one of 2 extremes. People backing away immediately after seeing it, also not sure how much matches I'm losing altogether, or people asking me if I have any coke. Saying I never do drugs is a lie, but it seems like the jump to sometimes isn't appropriate either. Also, I'll have the occasional drunk cigarette, so I put sometimes because never is a lie. Except I went on 1 date that got boozy, and as we went on a walk, my date said, I was so relieved to see another smoker, by the way. I always feel so judged, just for her to light up instantly once we got outside. This is a regular smoker move, not a sometimes move. She also put sometimes. So is sometimes always synonymous with frequently for any of these things on apps? What are the real sometimes people supposed to do? Justice for the sometimes people. What does sometimes mean?
I mean, I'll say what I do is that I just don't have those fields shown.
That's the thing. I feel like show the drugs field one is weird, because it's like, I remember on Hinge, it's like a little pill. It's like,
yeah, it's a pill.
if you do mushrooms twice a year, do not put yourself as a sometimes pill drug user on Hinge.
Yeah.
No, people, that's why you're getting asked if you have coke.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it, to his point. Like, I'll do shrooms sometimes, but I have a hard line of I will not date someone who's doing coke.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if someone had sometimes on there, especially in Austin, it's honestly sad how hard it is to find someone who's like not doing it all on the weekends. And I would probably not match with someone if they put like sometimes for drugs on there.
Yeah.
At that point. Yeah.
I would. Because that's like what I would pull the drugs off entirely. I think it's also just like when people think of themselves as like a drinker or whatever, like a lot of people, it's like they're like, I'm never alone when I'm drinking, therefore I'm a social drinker. Like,
yeah.
So people, like, you know, sometimes they are a social drinker, but they do that frequently. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's, I think that's one of those like blurry lines. It's not just like yes, no, maybe. It's a spectrum.
Yeah. I think on Hinge, I'm not on the other apps, but on Hinge, I think under drinking, you can just put yes. Like, you can just put yes or no. So drinking, I just put yes because I do. But similarly, I don't drink at home alone.
Yeah.
But I would also, to the point, like, I guess putting socially, if you're, what is that?
Yeah, like, you know, there's socially, like, you know, many nights a week, and then there's like, you know, I'm having dinner with friends, I'll have a glass of wine with dinner.
Yeah.
Freaking the apps. Just like don't even get me started on Hinge's, like, what's it? Long term open to short term, like Hinge or the children, where it's like, you know, maybe someday, or like, they make it seem like it's like, are you talking about like, are you okay with people that like open, does open kids mean I'm open to having my own biological children or someone else who has kids? Like, you know, with no other context. I don't know. Hinge just is like that. And I feel like all the apps are like that in some way.
And then I think when it comes to smoking, I guess it also depends on, because I know some people are very like hard line that they will not date a smoker, but like, I'm not gonna lie, I get drunk and hit a vape here and there, but I would also never put that I'm a smoker on my dating app, because one, I'm not gonna hit my vape on a date. Two, if that was a hard line for someone, I would have no problem quitting it. Like, I would just be like, if you don't like that, I will never do it again. So I think that's something too, versus if someone is smoking all the time, like actual cigarettes, right? Because then that gets, I think that even gets weird, like vaping versus cigarettes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, it's different. Vaping, and like, there's, that's, we got a question like that. It was like a viral question my sister and I got, where it was like, the guy was like, I don't smoke, I vape. And she said that I said I wasn't a smoker. I don't smoke, I vape.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm like, I hate the smell of cigarettes. Yeah, so I'm like, I just don't think I could date someone that's like constantly smoking cigarettes, because it gives me a headache. But I think, yeah, if you're open to quitting, if you're open to maybe like changing with that, you don't have to put it on there. Like, you don't have to put anything on there that you aren't necessarily comfortable with.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can like have that conversation in there.
Exactly.
And, yeah. Because I think completely like different topic, but sometimes people will, I'll hear people say like, I tell someone I'm divorced before I even go on a date with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I kind of think that's crazy. Like, you haven't told me, if I don't know about, if until I have that conversation where it makes sense for it to come, it's not like I'm hiding it, but also it's like, do I have to just walk around with this title of divorcee on everything and like come from that? I'm like, you know, I'm not part of my life anymore. And until I hear about your past relationship or we're having that type of conversation, it's like, I'm not going to put that on my, I'm not going to lead with that.
Yeah.
Necessarily. Yeah.
I know some of the like dating sites, like I don't even want to say apps, because it's like the ones that are like eHarmony and all of that. It's like divorced, widowed or something like that. Like Hinge doesn't have that.
Yeah.
Maybe it just kind of shows like the difference in like ages and stuff.
Yeah, but,
like,
that's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I would just not put it on. And I think being open to also realize, I mean, you do have to then take the risk of someone being like, oh, I'm so not okay with that. And that's something, just be honest about it. And like, you have to realize that that is allowed to be someone else's line. But especially the drug one. No.
I also think like a sometimes smoker, like a cigarette, like I think there's like a smoker smoker. And then a sometimes smoker is like, you get drunk and run off to the ATMs yourself and buy a pack of cigarettes, and then you like smoke a few. Like, I think if you take, if someone's like, here, like, do you want to take a little hit of a drunk cigarette, and you like do, like, I don't think that's a, like, I wouldn't put it in general, but like,
yeah,
I don't think it's like never, you're now all of a sudden lumped in with the sometimes is.
Yeah, I guess, again, right? What, like,
what does sometimes
mean? Someone
is
like, I only smoke when I drink.
Yeah. And that's also like a very, like, if you're a, if you're a, always a frequently drinker, and then you only smoke when you drink, are you really a sometimes smoker? Like, what the fuck does sometimes even mean?
Yeah. I don't think there's a right answer on this one.
No. It's, a minute is some time.
Yeah.
God damn it. You fucking people with your semantics. I never should have fussed about going on dates being called dating, and I wouldn't get questions like this. No, you guys are all perfect just the way you are. Think we have.
I actually have been telling people about this. I was, the guy I was talking to, again, not talking to, but we had this whole conversation of, he was like, well, like, we're talking or something. And I was like, I am 35 years old. We have gone on dates. I am not in high school. We are not talking. Like, don't.
I love it. I've evangelized the world. I love it so much. Oh my gosh. Have you ever, okay, so have, when was the last time you blocked someone you were dating, seeing, whatever? Are you liberal with the block button, or is like the block reserved for like bad people?
The block is reserved. The block is so reserved for bad people.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see what you have to say about
this. The last person I blocked is my ex-husband.
Okay. Well, let's see what you have to say about this this listener. Okay. The block after a rejection text. I, 26, female, had been seeing a guy over 2 months or so, had been having fun getting to know him. Out of the blue the other day, he sent a text saying that while he enjoyed our time together, he didn't see a romantic future. Typical rejection text, but kind of lengthy, full of compliments. Also but typical. I didn't have much to say beyond thanks for letting me know he hadn't done anything wrong, except we had a date planned for a basketball game coming up for the following week. While he's the true fan, it was his idea. I was the one who ended up buying the tickets, which he said he'd Venmo me for, as he couldn't get to a computer when tickets went on sale. Because of this, when I got the message, I immediately called to ask if he wanted to buy the tickets off me. He hadn't paid and I hadn't forwarded them to him, but the call went straight to voicemail. When I sent a text, it didn't say delivered. His Instagram also mysteriously disappeared, though not for my friends. I had been blocked. I did not feel guilty at all posting the tickets in Facebook Marketplace. They were quickly snatched up for what I paid, but that's not my question here. I am more just curious about the psychology behind the long-winded rejection to immediate block on all channels before the other person has a chance to respond move. In the brief time we spent together, we never had any arguments, weird issues, incidents, anything like that. It was pretty boring, honestly, which isn't actually a bad thing, like in the early stages of dating. Yeah. Nice dates, decent conversations, some physical stuff, but again, nothing crazy, no hot and cold, nothing like that. I've never reacted in a way that's crazy toward rejection. I've talked about all my past dating experiences or exes positively. I could understand blocking someone if you receive an excessive response to your rejection, but it seems presumptive to get so far ahead of something like this, particularly because in dating situations, you might have to do things like return belongings or pay someone back, which require communication. Also, as much as it sucks to be the dumper, I feel like a big rule of breaking up the right way is to allow the dumpy some opportunity to respond, not cave into demands or entertain anything too lengthy. Most people don't want that anyway, but at the least just let the other person say their piece or ask questions. I've always done that, and it's sort of part of the deal when you dump someone versus you just getting the final word. Has anyone ever done this to you or vice versa, or do you know anyone who's done this and what was their reasoning? I want to stress again, this guy had every right to eject me. None of this is specific to him. Just perplexed by the move in general. What gives?
I can just picture what my therapist would say to me. Yeah. And I think ultimately it's that we shouldn't even be worrying about what they're thinking, really. Mm-hmm. If that's how they need to move on, us trying to make reason of it is kind of a waste of our time. But for the sake of devil's advocate, right? I think we have no idea what that person was going like. One, maybe my first thought is like, maybe he's seeing someone else.
Yeah.
And so he didn't want that person to see you fall, like maybe he was trying to be respectful of that person of saying like, okay, I've ended this, I'm going all in on you.
Yeah.
And then secondly, I think that people move on in different ways, you know, if he was struggling with something else and seeing your Instagram or you having the opportunity to come back was going to put that person in a poor place, he does have the right to respect his own peace there. Obviously, I think it's annoying when we don't ever get to say anything back. But I'm also the person where I'm like, they blocked me, they must really care.
Yeah.
Like, if they didn't care, they wouldn't block me. So I always take it, I'm like, I guess that's a compliment.
Like, I know for a fact, like, I use the block button so randomly. Like, I don't want to say, like, I use it for everyone, but I also, like, use it for random things, too. Mm-hmm. And I also have caught myself being blocked by people that I have never even spoken to. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, how did this person? I don't know. And I just think the big thing is, like, it's not personal. Like,
yeah.
How people, like, everyone's version of what warrants a block is going to vary so much. Like, if you're like, oh my God, like, he's calling me a crazy person because you personally reserve the block for crazies. Like, your version of block is different than everyone else's. And no one talks about what it takes for them to block somebody.
Yeah. So
there is no rhyme or reason for how people use the block button. I do think, like, if you're kind of, like, playing sleuth, like, I think reasons someone might do this, like you said, like, are they multi-dating? Like, not necessarily, like, cheating per se, but, like, you know, there's some people where it's, like, they think it's okay to continue dating people until you have your define the relationship conversation. Yeah. And up until then, it's, like, you know, they could be on a first date with, they think it's okay to be on a first date with someone the day before they ask someone to be in a relationship with them. Like, I don't know. And then they're like, I got to get rid of these open tabs because I'm now in a relationship. I can't have anybody texting me or anything like that.
Yeah.
So some people that like line between like, I've gotten in a relationship and, you know, the other people they were dating up until then is a little blurry. So maybe they're trying to clean the house a little bit. Maybe they were cheating. Maybe their ex was crazy and now it's just their thing. Maybe they know that they have a habit of getting drunk and going back to exes and beating people up. And this is them protecting themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I still follow like every person I've ever gone on even like one date with if we follow each other on Instagram. And I have a friend, one of my good guy friends, and he thinks that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, until they do something, I usually don't like remove them or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm big on the mute button.
Yeah.
So like I won't block or unfriend, but I'll mute people so that I'm not seeing them pop mm-hmm. up. And then if I need to, I also always think it's really funny, which has happened a couple times recently, is that people have blocked my roommate.
Interesting.
Like, I know why they blocked my roommate, and then they've blocked me too.
Oh, I've been blocked because I'm by someone who was like dating a close friend.
Yeah.
But I've also done that too, where it's like, oh, like I'm going to block the best friend or the sibling. Like, if I like was seeing dating somebody and they had a sibling or something that I have no reason to stay in touch with, like, I'm also one of those people too, where it's like, I don't unfollow. Like, it's either I either follow you forever, I will follow you into the dark, or I block you. There is no, I don't do like just unfollow. I also think I have such a like random strong feeling about this, but like, I think if you unfollow someone, you should also remove yourself as a follower of theirs. Like,
yes.
No one should be your, no one's anyone's fucking fan. And everyone's like, oh, you care about social media. Like, you want fans? Like,
yeah.
You're not a fucking celebrity, Jeff.
I agree. If you unfollow me, just remove me as a follower.
Yeah. Though. If the whole thing is like, we don't keep in touch anymore, okay, then why want to watch your shit? Like,
yeah. But I guess I'm a devil's advocate. Like, there are some people I follow who I met like twice in college through like a friend of a friend. And I don't even know if she doesn't follow me back. I don't know if she knows her name, but I actually love what she posts all the mm-hmm. time. And she's not like an influencer or anything, but she posts like a ton of like different political commentary and stuff that I agree mm-hmm. with. And I'm like, so I would be really sad if she like removed me as a follower.
Yeah.
She just like one day woke up and was like, who is this girl? I'm like, oh, but like I like to watch you from afar. So I think there's like always that weird thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, especially if something like went south with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Remove me. Yeah. If you, yeah.
Yeah. No, I used to have one of those things, and like, I think Instagram like cracks down on them because they don't want people doing this, but like where it would like ping me when someone unfollowed me, and I would like, I swear I've had like moments where I'm like, I thought we were friends, and the person's like, oh, it was an accident.
Well, one time my brother's ex-girlfriend removed me as a follower from her page,
mm-hmm.
but then like kept following me.
I've had that happen. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, why do you like, the person, the, when they're like, oh, like, you can't follow me, but I'm going to follow, like, I've had those too, where it's like, they follow me, and then I go, like, their private profile, like,
yeah.
Oh, like, it's me, like, I view anyone that's, like, a normal person, like me, is, like, I follow you back, like, if I know you.
Yeah.
Like, and then they don't, I'm like, what?
I asked her, I said, why did you do this? I was like, this is weird, like, why wouldn't you,
it's like a reverse,
unfollow me too, like, because you know, especially, you know, you're going to, my brother is in my Instagram stories all the time. So I would think that you would want to unfollow me too.
Yeah.
But it was so weird. Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't know. Everyone's like, that's so, the other annoying thing with like anything social media related, the second you like notice something or like, this person's like doing this, like you become like, people like, oh, what are you like obsessed with social media or something? It's like, no, people do things for a reason. Like people...
Yeah.
Showed up. They did a thing. Like, if someone has a habit of liking pictures of a certain person, they stop.
Yes.
There's, you know, that's not just, oh, it's just social media. It happened. Or like.
No, I am someone who looks at who views my stories all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, like, this one guy that I was on and off with a little, not like on and off with, like, dated a little, he tried to come back and I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I unfollowed him. I removed him as a follower.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't block him. And then I could see that he was coming and watching my Instagram stories.
So that's the only type of like Instagram story watcher I care about. Like, I don't like when people are like, oh, he watched my stories. Like, it's like some dude and like, you guys follow each other, whatever. When people that don't follow.
Yeah.
Come and watch your Instagram stories.
Like, you like, there's a story.
You typed my name in. Like, whatever, there is a story there.
Mm-hmm. And then there's actually another person that, like, my brother went to high school with. And he's married, and I think mm-hmm. he has a kid. And I have multiple Instagrams. And he watches all of my Instagram stories and does not follow me on any of them. And my brother, like, every time he's like, I'm going to say something. And I'm like, I don't necessarily want to start drama. But, like, it's mm-hmm. so weird. I'm like, you watch, because I don't know. Obviously, it gets a little bit more creepy when they're watching some of my fitness Instagram stuff. Just mm-hmm. saying, like, I'm in a sports bra and like things like that. But I notice. I'm like, why are you like, you don't follow me? Like,
mm-hmm. those are also the people that I like. Like, I use the block button for those people because I'm always like, this is like, if it's not an actual person, I'm like, this is a bad actor. Like, this is someone who's like made a burner who shouldn't be here. Like, either like I don't want them here, or they don't like me and they don't want me to think I care. And it's like, either way, it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't need that. It's also like, they got caught. It kind of shows them they got caught. Like, if they go type it in again, like, yeah. Where'd she go? It's like, you got caught.
That's true.
But no, like, I've literally, like, the stories that come from that. I remember one time I'm like, who is this person? I look at it and I'm like, I recognize the girl as like an ex of one of my ex boyfriends. And I'd never met her. I'd never followed her. It was someone I very like kind of knew about in passing. I'm like, how does this person know who I am? Like, I haven't dated this guy in years. And I was like, what? Like, I blocked the girl. And then I was kind of like curious. I didn't follow the ex. I think I had to use like one of my little burners, like, cause I was just like, I don't want to. And then I go and I'm like, oh, like he's in a serious like relationship with someone. This person was probably like found out, was checking all the other exes or something. But I'm like, there's this, I figured out the mystery. I don't know.
I went and looked at my ex's new girlfriend's Instagram story, but she has like 150, 200,000 followers. And I'm just like, I'm hoping that she doesn't notice me in there. Yeah. Like at that point, they have to have so many people in there. Mm-hmm. I'm sounds crazy, but it was his birthday. So I went and kind of looked because he has me flocked. And I was just like sitting there. I'm like, okay, I hope she has enough followers to not realize I just went and looked at this.
Yeah, that's like an amount. Like I have just enough where it's like, it'll be like, how many like non-followers? It's like 1% of these are non-followers. And I know where on the list they show up. They show up in between the people that you follow back and don't follow back.
Do that, yeah.
But like if you have so many like thousands of followers, like because my Instagram is just like personal. So it's like, you know, I have a few extra people that I don't know because that, you know, came by way of TikTok and stuff like that. But like, it's still a normal number. Like if there's, I'll have like two people that I don't follow or like that don't follow me that like watch the story.
I think it's interesting, like not to the point of the question too, but like I've actually had the thought of, it's like, what do you do with the people that are just like hearting all the stories, flame emojiing stories, and then like
the window tappers.
Yeah, and like, but then like, okay, like, you get into a relationship.
They don't stop. They keep going. Yeah,
exactly. Like to the point, like, was it the right thing to like block this person? I'm like, that feels a little extreme because, you know, if nothing's ever happened and we're friends through mutual friends, but I'm like, you probably shouldn't be flame reacting things. Like,
they're so bold.
Yeah.
They have no shame. And like, I don't know if I should like be annoyed by it, but also like respect the hustle and be like, damn, this guy's just, he's still here. He's just, I don't give a shit.
Like, and then also like, when do you say something to like,
but it's also like they've kind of set it up to where it's like you say anything, you look like the person where it's like, oh, you care about social media so much. It's just a, you know, a fire emoji. Like, we're friends, right?
Yeah, but
I didn't say anything.
Then I'm like, well, you also have a fiance who's pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Like, should I be telling? Like, yeah. At what point, I'm like, I don't want to get in the
drama.
And
then you're the person who's like, he sent me one emoji. Well, did he say anything? No, he just sent an emoji.
Yeah.
It's a fire. Like, okay. Like, oh, my God.
Or like, plausible. I was like a friend of a friend, I thought that she was just like seeing some guy and she's like, no, like we're like, that's my boyfriend. And then I like looked to my friend, I was like, that man is in my DMs constantly.
Oh my God. Have you gotten this? And like, he found Annabelle, but the guy like in Austin, he is a real person who's like obsessed with feet. And he like goes around like in people's DMs and offers to pay for foot massages. He just found my like Peasant Party account and he found Annabelle. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this guy has been bothering, and I've known people, like, I'm like, there's people, he has mutual friends, and people like, he's a real person. I don't know why he's so into feet. But he's a guy in Austin, like, Andres something. Andres, you don't deserve your feet.
No, I do have some guy that is just, like, bothering all my accounts. He's getting blocked, who slid in and offered me, like, $10,000 to go on a date and stuff. And I'm like, am I gonna die if I took this up?
I hope not. Ugh. Fucking people. Justine, where can we find you? When's the next episode coming out?
It'll come out, so one just dropped Monday. Next episode will come out next Monday. So if you are, well, both Instagram and TikTok, if you're into fitness content, Just Fit Justine. If you want more of the dating relationship podcast content on both platforms, again, those are Villain Era Podcast.
Woo!
And then Villain Era Podcast is on Spotify and Apple.
I love it. Anything you want to tease for the next episode?
I think I'm gonna talk situationships.
Ooh.
And how it's your own damn fault. And stop letting yourself get into that because it's your own fault and I don't want to hear you cry about it anymore.
No. It's your fault. Take some accountability. Anyway, this has been a good one, Justine. Thank you again for coming. always love having you as a guest. Thank you. Everyone else, bye. Do not have sex with any minors. Okay.